You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, January 26th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 6%. That's about how much shares of GE slipped on Tuesday after the company reported fourth quarter earnings results. For the period, GE beat expectations for earnings per share and free cash flow. But the company's sales came in lower than forecast, pressured by persistent supply chain problems roiling the global economy. GE also offered mixed guidance for 2022. The company adjusted its earnings per share below analyst projections, but GE also predicts it will generate $6 billion in free cash flow from about $80 billion in sales. Both those figures topped the street. The next number up is 19%. That's approximately how much home prices rose across the U.S. year over year on an unadjusted basis for November, according to the latest reading from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Indices. The data showed a similar stat for home prices rising year over year in the country's 20 largest metro areas. They climbed about 18%. The report follows the recent trend of unusually swift year-over-year price increases in the residential real estate market. Industry forecasters expect prices to continue to rise in 2022, though at a slower pace than in 2021. Our last number is 23%. That's about how much shares of casino operator Bally's jumped on Tuesday after Standard General offered to buy all its outstanding shares for $38 a pop. The hedge fund company has a 21% stake in Bally's, making it the largest shareholder in the company. Standard General says that it expects Bally's board of directors will name a special committee that would determine if Bally's board should take the offer. The deal won't happen unless a committee grants its seal of approval, Standard General says. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, January 26th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.